Right, and today with us we have As740.
Hey.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter.
Yeah, okay, and also As740 or?
Yeah, apart from Twitter, I'm Living Terror.
Okay, and we also have Ninja Fail.
Hey yo, how you doing?
Where can they find you?
Mainly on Twitter, at __toytoy__.
Really?
Okay, and we also have me, Hazafel. You can find me on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and etc. All Hazafel. Right, so, Aaron, do you want to start it off with your topic?
Can do. Can I just say that it sounded so, I can't remember what it reminds me of, but that was so, like, the generic podcast. The, yeah. Like, this is the podcast, episode one. So,
so what do you want me to do?
No, it's just funny that it sounds like that.
Hey guys, welcome to Fun Squad Podcast! Fuck off, okay?
I mean, we can on Twitch. We made a Twitch channel.
Fuck off, episode one.
We couldn't call it ComSquad because it wouldn't accept it. Yeah. So we had to put like a one instead of a T, so they would actually accept it. Everything else would accept cunt, but not Twitch.
Yeah.
Even though
Twitch is special.
Even though Twitch usually you can get away with more stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, YouTube accepted it, but you know, and that sort of leads into the first topic that we had, which
do you want to present it for us?
Well, the state of the monetization on YouTube.
What about it?
Well, people probably know that at the moment YouTube is sort of a bit iffy on monetization and who gets like paid and stuff.
Well, with the automated sheriff.
Yeah, it's like the tiniest little thing can get caught, and sometimes you can get away with it. Even like, you know.
But then on the other end of the spectrum, child. Piss and other sort of videos, I won't say the word because that will instantly get every channel demonetized.
You get these gamers that are getting demonetized because they say a bad word during a game, or you know, they swear or something. Yeah. When in like gaming, it's totally not like a bad thing.
It's not taboo.
No, it's just something you do when you game because you get angry.
And it's not like this is going out onto YouTube Kids or anything.
No, it's on.
Yeah, it's mature content for the more mature audience.
I do find it.
I wouldn't say more mature, but more open.
Because at the moment there's like two settings that differs your content. There's the setting that is you're making content for kids, and then there's this content where it's not safe for under, I don't know if that's the same as the kids one, where it's like age restricted.
No, age restricted, basically YouTube Kids goes up to a certain age. I don't know the exact age it is, but it's like 7 or 8. And then YouTube itself is open to, I think, people on over 13.
Yeah, and I think age restriction.
But
means
that's what
that
the age restriction is. It won't let that 13 to 18 see that video.
That's what I thought. And
it will show the video. It just won't let them watch it.
Yeah,
they can click on it, but it won't actually display the video. It will just say this content is for a more mature audience, so you can fuck off.
And that sort of it can like limit your audience.
Yeah.
For even like Minecraft YouTubers, if they put that on, it gets rid of a lot of the like audience.
Yeah.
And the slight thing is that you can't like put moderate swearing or something in it, it's age restricted or it's not, or it's going to get demonetized because it's not the perfect like YouTube video.
Yeah, it's not up to their standards.
But you can't have these things where it says.
But what is their standards? Logan Paul?
At the moment, Logan there's just two standards. There's the kids' YouTube, there's the age restricted one, and then anything that doesn't comply to their.
Let's be honest, anything can get you age restricted.
Yeah, well, it could be swearing, it could be like. Violence, you know, in a video game, which is normal, it could get age restricted just because of the game you're playing, or the game itself like swears in the cutscene or something. I mean, there's no way for you as a creator to like modify it so it doesn't get demonetized because of that,
unless you censor it.
Well, yeah,
and but that just takes away from the viewing experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're getting less fulfilling content at the price of not getting age restricted.
There's like two ways you can look to fix that. Is either add more customization for the creator so that they can say, well, this video has like a little bit of swearing in it and like this sort of content in it. And so it gets put into that like ad space, rather than the same ad space as an age-restricted video would.
Yeah.
Or they just be like totally transparent on what will get you demonetized or won't, you know.
Yeah.
Because at the moment you're sort of walking on eggshells because you don't know if a certain thing will get you demonetized or not.
Yeah, they're not very clear on what.
Well, they say the guidelines should be enough, but, you know...
Well, clearly the guidelines, like, it's no sexual content, and that's about it, really. But you can still get demonetized for something that's not that.
I mean, let's be honest, the PR branch of YouTube, they don't say much.
No.
Regarding this sort of thing, especially regarding the algorithm, but you know, I mean, as content creators, we can't just go off this vague guidelines that they've given us, and then when they say no, that's not all right, we can't just figure out what's not right in that thing, because we're putting out what? Let's say we're putting out 20-minute videos. We can't. If there's one tiny thing in that 20-minute video, and we're producing a lot of content every day, we can't specifically go into that video and see what's wrong, what they don't like.
Well, it could be like a 10-second clip of the entire video that gets you demonetized.
Yeah.
Or it could be the whole video. You have no idea. You just know that video has been demonetized.
Yeah,
which is kind of ridiculous.
They'll give you a general reasoning, but they won't specifically say... this part got you demonetized, or if you speak on this topic, we will demonetize you.
Yeah, it's like
they've gotten better. I have to admit they have gotten better recently. Whereas they've come out and said if you monetize something that's talking about a tragedy or showing scenes of like IRL violence, they will instantly demonetize you.
Their thing was that if it incites. To violence or things that showcase it in a positive light, they will demonetize that. But some.
If it's for non-educational purposes.
But some, like YouTube channels that deal with news or historic sort of things, where there's war and like conflicts, and they do a video on that, they could get demonetized because they're dealing with that sort of
thing. Unless they're big multinational companies.
Well, yeah. Well, there seems to be two sets of rules as well. Because certain, like, big companies that are backed by mainstream... I say mainstream, but YouTube is mainstream now. But,
yeah.
I mean, the big, like, TV companies and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if they've got
that's sort of a big tangent.
It's slightly off topic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it does seem that there are different sets of rules, different sizes of channels.
Yeah.
I mean, the
average Joe of, like, the creator that does everything themselves won't have the capital and the knowledge to fight back
and
against
the,
it.
The massive legal team behind them to say, this ain't right.
Yeah, we need this.
He'll just take it with a pinch of salt and go, well, I don't know any better, so whatever.
Well, he's got and if he gets demonetized so much, he hasn't got the capital to fight it or even, like, continue producing stuff.
Or get help to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah. So they have to look at alternatives to YouTube to be able to actually do what they want to do.
They're
not giving enough information, because I've seen a lot of small channels that they put out really good content. Some of them are like really funny, but they just get demonetized, and they even make videos saying, "Oh, this video got demonetized," blah blah blah. But even they don't know why they got demonetized, which is a shame, because you've got a lot of channels that have like maybe less than a million, that like in a 500k, 700k subscribers, and they can release really good content, but a lot of their videos just get demonetized, but YouTube never tell them why, which is really a shame, because it stops their channel from actually growing, and sometimes it delays them from making more videos.
Rather than looking at what the creator is now doing, is rather than looking to up their quality, they're looking at like censoring themselves to be able to continue doing what they're doing.
Yeah, that's why some YouTube channels, sometimes they slow down like when they release videos, because they're scared that their videos will get demonetized, which is a shame.
Or they change their style of video.
Their style up completely, yeah.
Just to be able to continue doing what they do.
Yeah.
Which is really a shame, because you can have like some really funny YouTubers, or some YouTubers that just release good videos, and then they change their style, and it just ruins the viewing experience. You think they're really good one day, then the next day they're...
Yeah.
You think, it's not what I want.
Do you want to just do a TLDR of this subject, and tell us what you want to take away from this?
Well, one of the one thing I would like to say before we end this part of the conversation is that, for example, the... someone who's not that big, but still quite big, Tear of Grace, before the, like, demonetization stuff started, he had started, like, expanding, so that he had, like, editors on his team and stuff, and starting up, like, a proper business sort of thing. And then demonetization hit, and he lost a lot of revenue, and he had to go from, like, something like 3 or 4 editors, and had to cut down to like 1 or 2 because he couldn't afford to pay them what they were paying them at the time to, you know, because he got demonetized. And so it's like, even though he wasn't doing content like what mostly got hit in the like waves of demonetization, he's doing like gaming stuff that had nothing to do with the most of the controversial stuff, and yet he was hit by it, and it completely crippled him for like a month or two.
That's the problem with having an automated system.
Yeah, that is one of the main like hang-ups or like
drawbacks.
It's the one thing that they've said it. Our system's learning and stuff like that. But
it's been learning for a couple of years now, let's be honest. Come on.
They need to do 1 or 2 things. They need to either have that going, but have someone who checks it, or a team that checks it, to make sure it's not like...
But paying for that kind of manpower.
Putting a blanket statement on loads of videos just because of like tags or something.
Hmm.
You're happy to leave that topic there?
Yeah. Do you want to like sum it up? I don't know what. Do you think I summed it up properly or not?
Yeah. So basically, state of monetization on YouTube is completely shit.
Yeah, we're basically fucked.
Small and big creators are getting affected alike, and YouTube need to seriously rethink what they're doing with that.
Well, yeah, and the bigger creators can cope because they've got a lot more content and a lot more of alternatives to be able to continue what they're doing, whereas the smaller, medium-sized ones have a lot less resources to be able to stick at it and keep going.
Yeah. Okay. going on to a broader gaming sense of the topic.
Yeah.
Recently, UK gaming sales have defied the spending squeeze. So, at the moment, England as a whole, or the United Kingdom, sorry. As a whole has started spending less, but the UK sales figure for gaming has gone up despite that spending spree. What do you think about it?
I think it's normal. You know, if you think about just about the numbers, you know, there's a lot more.
I think it's insane the way gaming has grown over the last couple of years. Because you'd go back, four or five years, it was still kind of a niche. It was still quite a small community of people that actually understood what gaming represented, and now it's just going everywhere.
Which is insane. It was like, yeah. It's also, no, nothing.
Oh.
I was gonna say something, but no.
Well, that was constructive, Elliot.
Yes, it was. Well, thank you.
I just think it's normal because if you just think about the numbers of, like, you don't need to go back that far, but like going back 10, 15 years, I mean. There wasn't
online gaming.
Well, you go back far enough, and it's the like age of like internet gaming and social gaming, you know. So you get these people who go online to socialize with friends and start playing games together.
Yeah.
Rather than them going out and, you know, socializing outside. Yeah. I'm not saying that, you know. I don't know what I'm saying, actually. It's.
You're not saying that it's a bad thing, you're saying that. It's grown because of how much the online world has come in and implanted itself into our lives today.
You go back 10, 15 years and the internet itself couldn't hold up what it does now. I mean.
Yeah.
Just looking at YouTube, you know, look at the evolution of YouTube, how it's gone from like cat videos to now Let's Plays.
Cat videos.
It was actually a giraffe being filmed at the zoo. Was the first.
You know, it was like stuff that was uploaded, and it was just sort of something that you watched occasionally. Whereas now
it's gone from a small amount of cute cat videos to a shit ton.
Well, it's now an internet entertainment like
thing, yeah.
Like Netflix or just normal TV. You know, it's some. I don't watch TV anymore. I watch YouTube.
Yeah, I mean it's the same.
You just have to look at the way gaming's changed. It's now no longer like just consoles. You now can play online with your friends. Rather than on the console with a second player, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can now play with 2, 3, 15 people at the same time.
Yeah. Heck, even 100 people in some games. Of course, not always on the same team, but.
Well, you're no longer restricted to like a two-player game, or
yeah,
yeah.
You know, well, you're no longer restricted to
A LAN party.
Controllers, you know.
Because
before, that you were limited by how many controllers you owned, you know. Whereas now, everyone has their own system that's connected to the internet, and, you know, they can play with anyone.
Yeah.
You could be as easily playing as with your next-door neighbours, you could be playing with someone in China, you know.
China number one?
I get where you're coming from. But it's just, I find it really, really encouraging the way that
it makes you feel proud as a gamer.
Part of the community, just see how much it's grown.
Well, it was inevitable that it would evolve to this point because of the technology evolution. But not only that, I mean, gaming is, it would be normal that it increases in like popularity. It's an escape from your normal life.
Yes, so it's
instead of like, you can.
It's not really an escape from reality because the game. That's why I didn't say real.
That. That's why I didn't say that.
It sometimes is a little bit of escapism.
It's escapism, but it's not escaping reality.
Well, no, that's why I didn't say escaping
reality. That's more of a future VR thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or AR.
What I meant is, you can like be conscious of spending. By like buying something like lesser priced bread, you know, you go down in price, you go look for the cheaper things.
Yeah. Whereas
gaming, you tend to look for things that you enjoy and
then go find the cheapest option out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no like limit to the choice. I mean, you've got RPGs, shooter games. You got everything that you can choose from.
But with bread, you've got brown and white. That's it.
But you've got a shit ton of brands.
Yeah. And some are cheaper than others, and some are more expensive.
Yeah.
And it's...
I mean, I get where you're coming from. But...
It's like paying for Netflix. I mean, some people do it because they watch it instead of TV, you know.
Yeah.
Some people use gaming instead of watching like TV or something.
Yeah.
So it's just that it's expanded to the point where it's an entertainment industry rather than a hobby. So whereas before it was like people bought games because they were a gaming nerd, whereas now it's everyone buys it because they want to be entertained.
Yeah, I mean, just look at games now. Like before, when it all started off, like people used to laugh at gamers, like, "Oh, it's a waste of time, waste of money." And now look at them. Like, heck, CS:GO, League of Legends, Dota 2, Overwatch, stuff like Call of Duty.
All you need to do is
games have got professionals. Professionals playing them.
Oh, like, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to argue with you there. I'd argue that gaming has always been that people buy games to be entertained. It's just, it was more of a niche community.
Yeah.
It's always been an art form and entertainment. It's just the younger generation has grown up with the industry that's getting bigger and bigger. That's why we've been able to call it an entertainment industry, because it's become so big.
Well, yeah, you've now got children that have grown up with gaming as part of their childhood, rather than adults that have got into it halfway through their lives, you know.
Which some have, but...
Well, yeah, but if you go back, like, 20, 30 years, the closest you could get is, like, a really old computer that could only play one game.
An Atari.
Well, not even that. Like, the first computer, it's not that long ago. It's, like, 50 years or something where the first like hand laptop that could play a game
quote
was released.
Laptop.
Huh?
Quote unquote laptop.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. It wasn't exactly a laptop, but it was like a desktop.
Yeah.
That could play like a game or something, you know.
Yeah.
It's.
Anyway, and then the point of me bringing that up is I just wanted to bring light onto it and then say that we're growing, boys.
Wait, does it
apply?
We're growing, that's what she said.
Well, the thing is, it was a...
Growing, not just showing.
It expanded from a niche community and is now a more
yeah.
widespread thing. That's basically
but
it.
Going into a sort of a more personal gaming... level. And yeah. Your topic. Well, one of your topics.
Oh yeah, it's people who play music when gaming.
Yeah, what about
was more like my opinion than anything else.
What do you mean?
Well, your opinion isn't that people use the play music while they game. You know, that's not an opinion, that's a fact.
No, what I'm about to say is, like, it's more my opinion than, like... Personally, I find it, like, distracting to listen to music while people get, like, when you're gaming.
See, that's your opinion, not...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You should let me finish. Because sometimes... You know when you get like your favorite song on, you really get in. You know, like that's your jam. Then instead of like properly focusing on a game, sometimes you focus on a game. Like sometimes you end up like going into your song, and then you're no longer paying attention to the game. You're just in your. You're just vibing with the song. You know.
You can vibe with the song whilst playing.
Yeah, well, some people can't.
It's called multitasking.
Some people can't. Like, I can't.
It's like eating an orange whilst you're having a shit. It's multitasking.
No, it's not. No.
Who eats an orange when they shit? I mean...
Yeah, who the fuck eats an orange?
It was just a random example because I'm currently eating an orange.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. It's just some games I can't play. I can't play whilst listening to music. Like, if I've got a certain, like... Some songs go and I just can't get into the game because I'm just too focused on the music. Like if someone puts some like party and bullshit Biggie Smalls in, I'm just jamming to that shit. I'm not giving a shit about the game anymore. I'm just jamming along.
I can see where you're coming from in that you don't listen to music when you play, but I mean, I will not play music while I'm playing competitive, for example. I just...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it really depends on the game.
Yeah.
If it's a game where you can use your ears and actually listen to people where people are, like CSGO or Squad, then yeah. Competitive is a game where you would refrain from playing music, but if it's something like League where you don't necessarily need that level of attention for your hearing, then yes, you can play music easily and even in competitive and just have it as sort of like when you're having a conversation and someone's got the TV on. The TV, you aren't focusing on the TV, it's just background noise.
Yeah, but well, personally, when I game, if I hear some like Fallout Boy or something, I'm just jamming away.
Why you choose the music before you play. You put on something that won't distract you and that you can.
That's the thing.
See, I listen to more or less any type of music, and nothing will distract me. I'll vibe with the music at the same time as playing the game. I don't see the problem.
Oh, I just can't.
I really
just
don't.
End up vibing to the music.
I do both. I don't see.
I don't know. I just can't. When it comes to music and playing video games, I just can't. Like, I have to
be
either
doing one
or the
other. So basically, your topic is you are weird.
No, you're fucking weird.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Claiming your weirdness. I can see where he's coming from. I just because I won't play music when I'm playing competitive. by myself. Because I'll just be concentrated and won't, like, listen to the music. It will just be noise. Whereas if I'm, like, playing with friends and I put on a bit of music, it's, like, background noise. And you can, like, appreciate the music without totally focusing on it. And it adds to the atmosphere rather than, you know, concentrating on the game fully and trying to win, essentially.
Like, if you're playing a game like Civ, you need music. Like,
yeah, well, that's because it's a slow-paced game.
And it's a slow-paced game, but you can play it without. It's just... it gets tough. It does get tough.
Whereas, like, League or CSGO is a lot more fast-paced, have those instances where you would prefer to concentrate fully on the game or listen to the game itself rather than listen to music. I mean, there's a lot of, like, streamers that just play music constantly and play the game as well. I mean, it's a personal preference, I find.
Yeah.
Rather than a...
Global thing. That's why I said at the start, it's more of my opinion.
Because personally, I don't really listen to that much music. I don't mind music. It's just not that much of a thing for me. I can appreciate a bit of music, but I'm not bothered. But I'm not a fanatic about it. I mean,
yeah, same. Like, I really like it when there's a lot of people. Like, if you're playing, I don't know, there's just generally a lot of people, because sometimes you've always got one person singing along sometimes. That's what I mean. And then, like, he's end up singing and then everyone else can't hear. That guy's probably, like, jam or girl, guy or girl. His girls can be gamers too. Is, like, singing along. No, I'm not sexist. I said girl. Okay, girl or guy. Guy or girl. Girl or guy. Yeah, and then everyone else can't hear because someone's probably jamming off to some Tay-Tay. And then the others are just like, what the fuck did that guy say? And then the whole squad end up going down or gets killed. And you're just like, that dickhead just fucked us over.
I'm more judging you for your choice of jam out music more than anything.
I didn't jam to Tay-Tay. I'm just saying, I've seen
even just the use of that makes me laugh. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen. I'm not saying I listen to Tay-Tay. I'm just saying I've seen on Twitch jamming out to Tay-Tay.
Yeah, sure. Let's just say you're asking for a friend.
You're asking for a friend.
I mean, I have never heard that term before, and I was like, okay.
I heard, it was from Dwayne The Rock Johnson said it.
What?
Tay-Tay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. It was on, what's it called? I think it's Silent Rap Battles or something like that.
Okay.
This TV show where they basically, they get rid of...
I can live without knowing.
Yeah, I don't really care to be honest. I don't care.
It used to be a good show, and then, like, they just did it, like, 10 episodes, and it got really shit.
Cool story, bro. Anyway, moving on. What do you guys think about Fortnite Battle Royale coming on to mobile?
Well, generally, it's when computer games come onto mobile, it's a bit questionable.
Can you give an example? Because I can't really think of any PC games that have been ported to...
Well, just ported to a different, like, console. You can sort of, like, tell it's been ported and that it loses something by translating over to a different system. Mm. And that original like gameplay has something better than the core.
You can't judge a new. You can't judge something new on the precedent.
Well, you sort of have to because of what it's like on that thing.
Sort of go into it with a bit of skepticism, but you can't actually. This publisher has never ported anything, apart from porting it to Fortnite Battle Royale to console.
See, I can understand it being ported to console because the control scheme would work on a console.
Yeah.
Whereas on a mobile, it just seems to be iffy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Because if you just look at like how Fortnite is played by certain people, it's like hugely competitive and quite skilled. There's a skill to playing Fortnite, at least Battle Royale. And then seeing that on a mobile, I don't think that will work. You know, you would end up like losing something there. And
I mean, if it was the save the world part of Fortnite, then I'd be like,
No, I can see that more than
I can see it more than the actual Battle Royale.
Because
the way I'm looking at it, it's not going to lose its competitive edge. Do you want to know, have you ever seen a kid that has a tablet and only has a tablet and plays Minecraft? It's as if he plays it as if he's playing it on like on PC.
Well, I guess.
Because that's all he's had.
But then the control scheme of Minecraft is completely different to.
Yeah, but that is that the point is that if someone likes it, they'll get good at it. It won't lose that competitive edge. If they like playing Battle Royale on the mobile, they will get really, really good at it.
Yes, I can see that. It's just that most players won't go to the mobile purely because the control scheme will be a little harder. It'll be much harder to play.
I think we should wait and see how they implement the control screen.
Yeah. I mean, there's a different to, like, a MOBA
They could just flat out say, no, you can't build.
But then that would just take away the whole unique part of Fortnite.
It would just become a shooter game on mobile.
That's what made it like different to H1Z1 and PUBG is you can build.
Yeah. There's a certain element. Well, that's the thing that you see in the like how people play. There's an intricate building thing in the battles, whereas in like the traditional battle royale, it's much more going with the environment.
Yeah.
Rather than creating the environment around yourself to give you yourself the advantage, which I find it's quite entertaining to watch how they can go so quick, build so quickly, and like form a tower and go over them, and sort of build their own advantage. Whereas it's much more one way in a traditional battle royale, or even a shooter game. It's much more. I'm going this way and I can't go any other way. And I'm guarding against other players, whereas this is much more liberal and, you know.
Yeah, a new player.
And I'm not sure that will translate well to mobile.
It could translate better to more play styles, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't follow.
Oh my god.
What you're saying is basically that it translates, but Fortnite translates better to more playstyles than, for example, PUBG would.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because of that building aspect.
The building, not sure the building aspect will transfer over to mobile, and it'll just become a traditional battle royale rather than a battle royale with a building element in it.
Anyway, to sum it up, I think we should just take it with a pinch of salt and actually wait till it comes out and then see then.
Because there's a lot. There's one other game that I know that's going to get ported to mobile as well, that I think is going to be much more suited to mobile. Well, than
a
Battle Royale, RuneScape. It's going to get a port to mobile soon.
Oh god!
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
They're working on it, and it looks quite promising. I'm not sure all aspects would be,
yeah,
like good on the mobile platform, but then you don't need all of them to be encapsulated on it. Whereas Battle Royale is just one aspect to it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get rid of the building. Get rid of the.
Whereas, like RuneScape, you can like farm, build up your resources and things like that. Something you can do on mobile because it's like click and play.
Yeah.
Rather than a aim and shoot sort of game.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
So I see that doing quite well, but just because it would translate better to the mobile platform.
It would translate better, yeah.
I'm just curious to see if they can pull it off and make it translate to that sort of platform.
Because
when it gets ported to console, it's a lot easier to, not to port itself, but the control scheme is much more easier to translate it to a console to a controller than it is to a mobile screen.
Let's not go off on too much of this tangent. Anyway, Elliot, I heard you had a few drinks earlier.
Maybe.
Would you like to build on that? Your next topic? Segways?
They are a thing.
No, yes, maybe.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Is your brain on?
No, because I just had a little bit more to drink.
Player one, are you ready?
clearly not, because gaming under, drunk or Esther. But I don't do that type of shit.
Okay, we do not care if you do or don't do those things, but that is your topic. You want to talk about it. Go.
I think, yet again, another opinion. I think it's really good to game whilst you're drunk. Not gonna lie.
Okay, I'd argue that it's really bad to game whilst you're
drunk. No, like, don't game, like, competitively, just game, like, casually.
Even because casually.
You find it so funny.
Sometimes. You might, but if it's a team game, the team won't.
No, but sometimes, like, you come across a guy who's a bit drunk whilst you're playing games online. Sometimes they say the funniest stuff you will hear.
I think it depends more on the person, really.
True, or but it, sometimes it's just funny, like. Well, sometimes it's just funny to see stuff they do, like, whilst trying to play a video game.
Yeah, but I think it generally it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea if it's a team-based game. But if it's like a casual game like FIFA, or, I don't know, a bit of deathmatch on Call of Duty, it can be quite fun. Sometimes the stuff they say, oh.
Can't really build on that.
No,
it's my opinion.
I have the same opinion about gaming under the influence that I have with music while gaming. That, sure, it could be fun, but
also has a bad side.
If I want to do competitive, I'm not going to do it while drunk.
Yeah.
Just because.
Oh, obviously.
Well, that's what I said at the start.
Yeah, I'm just expanding on it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't.
I think this should be rule of law, okay? So it should be a law. If you game whilst under the influence, you need to record it and upload it to YouTube. End of story.
That is a very good law.
Ow.
That is a very good law of gaming.
Anyway, anyone else want to add anything to that?
Not really. It's not really a subject that really sparks any like debate or anything.
That's
really,
why
it's
sort of
like,
opinion.
Yeah, it's a thing. You know.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. A PUBG player claims that games helped him fend off samurai sword attack by his girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like how any weeb says, "Oh, my anime made me know how to handle a sword." You know, it's
my anime told me the power of the vagina.
You know, it's ridiculous. Sure, you might be able to glean some sort of information or what you should do, but bit ridiculous to claim that.
He was attacked.
God, 10 years later. Let me give you the backstory, right?
I haven't even looked at the article, and I already knew more than that.
He trained. It's in the fucking title, but anyway.
Oh yeah.
He trained so much on PUBG that it killed his sex drive. He could not pleasure his girlfriend in that at all. Anyway, so his
what's that got to do with this story?
His girlfriend got pissed off that he was spending so much time on the game and couldn't satisfy her and her needs. So she attacked him with a samurai sword. Bit crazy if you ask me, but there you go. And he is in hospital with a couple of sliced up fingers, but he says that video games and overall just helped him fend off the fucking massive ass, sharp ass sword with a crazy ass girlfriend on the other side.
This is something.
But opinions.
Well, my only opinion is that's stupid and that's ridiculous, and that the only sort of spin on this that is going to get any attention is when people say that video games make you violent, and this is a clear.
Well, no, there's no mention of the girlfriend playing games. So
no, but you know what I mean.
General,
the side effects of
crazy.
So the side effect of a sex drive can make you violent.
Well, you know how mainstream media claims that video games makes you an angry, violent bigger, you know.
Well, clearly not. It's clearly a sex drive that makes you violent.
It's just
holy shit.
I don't understand Elliot's statement.
He said there was a sex drive, yeah? That's why his girlfriend attacked him.
No, he was training so much that he had no sex drive.
Oh, my bad.
He had no time or motivation to get it up, basically. Yeah?
He could have just took Viagra.
No. Oh,
my
God.
Take the blue pill, Neo.
Wow.
That's the wrong blue pill, Neo.
Talk about outdated memes.
You're an outdated meme.
He's never been a meme.
And I.
So that's off the table. Anyway, Elliot, have you got any opinions on this subject, or are you just gonna be there and be that?
I mean, I think it's kind of bullshit, really. You're saying a video game helped you defend? No, no.
Do you want to expand on that and not just say?
Well, like,
no?
Say example, I don't know.
I mean, PUBG doesn't even have samurai swords, so you know, there's...
Yeah,
it has pans, fucked enough.
Yeah, pans. It has a pan, yeah, it doesn't have, like, a samurai sword. That's what I was saying.
Pan, hey,
pan is close enough, okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what he's basically saying is, if you play Batman Origins, or, like, I don't know what Batman games are anymore, I'm sort of following them.
He knew
but it's like
to
saying, if you're playing a Batman... Yeah, it's like saying, oh, you can fight off three people at once, or you know how to solve crime.
It's
I killed three men with my dick just by playing Saints Row.
yeah, exactly. That's basically what he's saying. Which is totally bull.
I knew how to defend against it because she swung the blunt side towards me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
she gave me the handle.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? It's ridiculous. I mean,
she was holding the blade. She hit me with the handle.
It's ridiculous. I could understand it if there was a sword in the game, but there's a the closest you come to it is a pan. You know.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not saying PUBG helped him. He's saying that gaming in general helped him.
Okay, the title was misleading then. Slightly.
It's just that he's a player of PUBG, so.
Oh, okay. My
that, that's what they instantly went on.
Oh, I've played PUBG once. You know, it doesn't make me.
I play Smash Brothers once. Now I know how to defend myself if. I have acquired the knowledge.
I know how to knock someone out of the ring.
To defend myself against the lightning bolt.
I know how to defend myself against the big giant lizard monster.
Yeah, you know. that's doing a tornado in the air. That's helicoptering dick towards me.
This is ridiculous.
It's just amazing how what bullshit people will make up just to be on the news.
Yeah. Anyone else want to talk about before we end it?
Mine's more of a question.
What?
Do you guys sock shoe?
Okay, instead of answering that question, I'm going to ask you a question.
That was a good question.
Okay, yeah, you ready?
That was a good... No, sure. Yeah, go on.
Do you swallow, or do you swallow?
What
the
fuck
are these mean questions?
No, but my one was an actual question, though. Do you sock, shoe, or do you sock, shoe?
Oh, wow.
Do you put both socks on and then your shoes, or do you put a sock on then a shoe then a sock then
Who puts their socks on when they're putting their shoes on? I put my socks on in the morning and then when I go out put my shoes on.
Yeah, so you
who
sock
person
shoe
doesn't wear socks and then goes out and puts a sock on and then a shoe on. What the fuck?
You don't understand the question. The question is. Like, if when you're putting shoes on, do you put the sock...
No, it's just... I'm sorry, but...
Socks on both feet, then your shoes on both feet.
I'm sorry, but it's just illogical to do sock, shoe.
It is.
Because it's basically telling your other foot to fuck off that it can go cold.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, you don't need a sock, you can die. Fuck off.
I don't
Until
love
you.
You
finish putting on
I don't love
the
you
shoe.
As much as my right foot.
It needs to be worn with a sock and a shoe first.
Yeah, because I've asked people, and I have generally, and like legit people have told me sock, shoe.
This reminds me of the age-old question: do you wipe sitting down or standing up?
Both. I do like a squatting motion.
What?
Oh my god!
What? How? What?
So you stand up, but you kind of squat at the same time?
You know what a squat is, right?
No. You do like a standing squat, so you squat down a little bit, but not like...
So, you're not squatting, you're hovering.
Yeah, like a hovering.
Not like a hovering.
Kind of a hovering, yeah.
There's no kind of about it. You are hovering.
Maybe. Who knows? Only me.
No, I do. If you're in between standing up and sitting down, you are hovering.
Is that the actual term?
Oh my god.
We go from talking about monetization on YouTube to how you put your socks and shoes on to how you wipe your ass.
Standing up or sitting down? Yeah,
Well, what's your answers? Yeah, I answered it.
My god.
Aaron?
I'm just facepalming at the moment, don't mind me.
And your answer?
I've already said my answer.
Can you say it again, because we didn't hear you?
Both.
So he hovers too?
No, yeah, I don't hover. I said I wipe my ass sitting down and standing up.
So yeah. You start wiping, you're sat down, and then when you finish the wipe, yeah, you're standing up. So you lift yourself up.
No, I stand up. I don't lift myself up. I'm not a 10-ton mate that I need to lift up my folds of fat to get up.
You're not a land whale.
No.
That's not what I said, though.
That's what it sounded like. I don't... God. I can't even take this conversation seriously. Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're approaching the 1 hour mark.
Yeah, so. It's 55 minutes.
So. Like Adele once said, this is the end. Anyway.
Suck a dick and die again. Anyway, we should finish it off there if everyone wants to say goodbye and fuck off. We can end it.
Like a wise man once said, fuck off, baby, you cunt.
Okay. Aaron?
Bye.
I bid you adieu, my cunts. Goodbye.
Oh, God.
You bitch.